falta material development civilization is artificial. It is not meant for that.
It is patchwork.
India is meant for spiritual.
Srimad Bhagavatam, you mentioned in the first canto how it was predicted that certain different peoples, they would conquer India. This was predicted in Srimad Bhagavatam. So these troubles, they were foreseen. Mm-hmm. The troubles that India is going through today, they were foreseen over 5,000 years ago, that the Muslims would invade the Turks.
Yeah. Yeah, Englishman or Indian.
Greeks.
Indeed. Twelfth country. I think Chandragupta's name is also. Last emperor of India. Fighting between the demons and the demigods. The demons brought mountain and it was in fire, the jungle. And it was split by dynamite and they all the stones fell down on the knees. Well, that was bring the mountain and the head on the enemies. And split it by dynamite and it will. This information is there that dynamite was there and it was used for breaking mountains. Fighting was taking place, not in this planet.
This is in connection with the churning of the ocean?
Yeah.
Is it possible for the demons to win? Hmm? Is it actually possible for the demons to win?
Sometimes when there is fighting, both the parties will have chance to win.
Activity on this part, some fighting and some intoxications and all kinds of nonsense, just like animals.
And there were so many people that we decided that next weekend we will come and distribute magazines and incense here.
In the Bhagavad Gita, in that 18th chapter, 54th verse, in Brahmabhuta Prasanatma, says that the person in Brahmabhuta realization at once realizes the Supreme Brahman. If the devotee is situated on the platform of the Brahmabhuta, but he may not necessarily see everything as Brahman, does that mean that his realization is by intelligence and by his activity, or what does that mean?
Realization of spiritual identity.
Realization of spiritual life?
Identity.
Identity. Brahman realization for the devotee in the beginning is just that he realizes his constitutional position as servant of Krishna.
Yes. That is next. First of all, that I'm not this body. That is Brahmagya.
we may only be partially situated in that realization in our present level of devotional service.
In that you realize or not realize, if you remain on the platform, that is safe. In Krishna service, that is Brahma Bhuta stage.
Says that such a person never laments nor desires anything.
Yes.
So,
if you realize that you are servant of Krishna, very lamentable.
Due to Maya's influence, a devotee may sometimes materially lament.
That you have to struggle. That is called tapasya. But if you stick to devotional service, Maya will not be able to touch it.
The Maya that harasses the devotee is just mental concoction, then? Should concentrate on just serving?
Maya is harassing, that means you are not in devotional service. It is not concoction, it is fact.
We are having a lot of trouble distributing books in the airports.
What is the difficulty?
It just seems legal problems. There's a lot of people who don't like us.
People are opposing more.
Mm-hmm.
As our movement grows more and more, people want to check.
Yeah.
Here I'm trying to get it open in the terminals, and there's a possibility of maybe getting 40 devotees inside the airport to distribute the books.
That is incredible.
We'll go to the stairs.
It's all powerful, Srila Prabhupada, that all over the country find young men are running away from home. We have one 15-year-old boy. He left everything after getting a book on a parking lot. Another boy is a sculptor and artist. He has also run away, 17 years old. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, once he was attacked by Lord Chaitanya's movement, nothing could keep him at home. So all the young men of America, as they read your books, will come and join
books
us.
Books prescribed as textbooks in Hamburg University.
Eastern Berlin.
East Berlin. A Sanskrit text.
We're distributing a new program. We go to very small towns where people are not very much exposed to the greatness of the big cities. And we're having great success with the people because they're a little more innocent. But we're having a problem with this other group that goes around, and they do sankirtan just like us, but for Maya. And then when we go in the park...
They chant Hare Krishna?
No. They just...
Then that is not possible.
They will not last. But Srila Prabhupada, they mistake us. When we go up and approach them with our books, they think, oh, you are this rascal. You know, it's a cheater. And it's causing a lot of difficulty with our distribution. I was just wondering what we can do about it.
This moon group?
Yes.
Moon, yeah. Interfering with something.
Preaching is never easy.
Prabhupada said on one tape that somebody said it was difficult. He said, when there's fighting, you can't expect it to be easy.
There are many different levels of pure devotional service.
Your son said he is one. So long you are not your blood hunger and many.
Between the neophyte devotee who is following the principles
of the devotee, he is not on the top most of his learning.
The neophyte devotee who is following the principles of Siddhanta Bhakti still considered to be a devotee?
Yes.
So there are different levels of advancement in pure devotional service. Prabhupada once gave the example of a mango, that if the mango is raw, it's still a mango, then it becomes ripe. Also mangoes are pure devotional service. It's different when we begin.
So raw condition and ripe condition is not the same. The mango is the same.
Perfect answer.
The captain of that boat must know that you're here on the island today, because those whistles that you just blew were salutes. It's a master salute from the best man to the best man. I must know that you were here today.
In the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam, we made a statement that if a devotee chants the holy name even once inoffensively, this protects him eternally. Is it possible for a devotee?
Oh, you take advantage of chance one. Why not 16? Opportunist. Not devotee.
If one has even some small material
calculation, is not made by devotee. When one is devotee, he'll charge more and more. He'll aspire. If I could get millions of tongues and trillions of years, then I finish. That is devotee. And one is thinking how to finish it by chanting once. He's not devotee. That is neophyte stage.
Neophyte.
Therefore, the regulation is a must and succeed, at least. Because he will simply try to avoid it by his so-called intelligence.
Well, it's possible for even a neophyte to chant offenselessly?
Not possible. But he has to do it. This is offense. To think that I have chanted once, my all sins will actually be done now, literally. This is offense. Nam nat balad de sahi papa buddhi. This is offense.
Chanting, following the orders of the spiritual master.
That's all right. No calculus.
Is that considered offenseless chanting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You follow strictly in his content.
So even
if you commit offense, how it is offenseless?
It's considered offenseless if chanting, if one follows the orders of the spiritual master just carefully.
And many offense, you should go and chant. That will be adjusted as you advance in chant. Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, you are capable. Simply go and chant it. You shall see later on what is offense and not. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra
not for any profit, but go on surveying. That's all. We have come to us and now this much our problem.
There is no animal. This jungle? There are some deer.
Yes, yeah, last year.
I just saw a raccoon just now when I was getting the car. There are some in there.
No monkey.
No.
No monkeys in the United States.
Okay.
Nature Center, it says.
Nature?
Nature. You know what that is, Amrish?
No, I have no idea.
Money.
Yeah.
Money.
It's a bit odd. They're busy building new attractions for the park, but they can't even keep the place clean. So everything is completely dirty and run down. No one will want to come anywhere. They do that, though. They have a certain amount of things that they construct new so that the people will be thinking, oh, our taxes are being spent for our benefit, like this. It's like a show.
Where's Canada?
This side over here, way over there.
Thanks. Detroit Yacht Club. Boat owners. Drug rehabilitation. They're leasing it from us. We still have a lease to the owner, so they're subleasing.
Stop that ever?
Yes, they have people who are addicted. They come and live there voluntarily and say, I'd like to try to stop. They call it a halfway house because they're half still addicted, but they're trying to stop. So maybe six of such addicts are living.
What is this?
Yes, not many. Here's the place right here. And some monks live there. And somehow or other they try to get them to stop.
This year I came past.
To buy property on this street. It's very dangerous. Run down.
Similarly, that water, where we have water, the same position. Therefore, we got cheap. Otherwise, it is very costly.
Yes.
We did not even want to take you down there last year to see it. We thought it was out of the question, and you said nothing to be afraid of. Just hold kirtan there.
Yes. People are coming. We have tried it. Many men from this. Gradually purchase the side land.
Shri the Prabhupada, we had so many people yesterday. We had about 200 people in the temple room and 300 people outside waiting in line for prasad.
They were all wandering around the grounds. It was very pleasant. So many people taking here and there, preaching.
That house is exactly suitable for our everything. Trust me, it's not there.
even the people that go pass on the belt stop. The priests are there as well.
I was thinking to the Prabhupada, it would be nice to have dioramas.
I still give some sign.
Yes.
And then dioramas.
All right.